Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Jessica Young Carbonell. She came in sixth place in our most recent contest. If you're listening on iTunes, go over to venusindex.com and check out her pictures. welcome to the podcast, I guess. And so your pictures look great. Give us your background. I guess we'll start where we normally start. Give us your background on what you did diet and fitness-wise before finding Venus.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much. It was very exciting. When I placed, I had no idea. But before I started this program, I had been involved with fitness my entire life. I had an uncle that owned a gym growing up, and both my sister and I worked at the gym. And so I had all these huge bodybuilders, you know, showing me how to work out and the exercises and how many grams of protein. And so I've had a concept of fitness and exercise, particularly for a vast majority of my life.
Okay, so when do you start, like how old are you when you start working at the gym?
I was about 13, 14, and, you know, around the equipment, around the machines, you know, having to explain to people how to use the machines, so...
From that young, you were like that aware. Wow, okay. That's
yeah,
really young.
Yeah, I had danced in growing up and going forward. I went to school in college even for theater. So I've always been very active and had a concept of movement and weight and
sure,
things like
okay.
that.
So you're working at the gym that young. At what point do you actually start training yourself, like working out yourself?
I would say about 16. I've never been confident and comfortable with my body. I've never had clothes that fit well, and I felt just good in my own skin, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I was just very frustrated by the whole process because I felt like I was working out, I was doing the things I was supposed to be doing, and yet I still just never felt 100% myself. I would look at pictures and I'd be so frustrated about my arms, about my shoulders, and you know, my legs always seemed great because of the dancing, but I just never felt 100%. And so even working out still, I was going to the gym and doing all my cardio and trying to, you know, kill myself with all of these different things, and I was standing in the corner of the gym doing my own exercises and making up things and jumping up and down, and it just wasn't giving me enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're not following anything in particular. You're just kind of going with what you've learned throughout from being in a gym for so long.
Yeah. It was, it was exhausting trying to figure out new things and figure out, you know, how I could change and what I was doing wrong, you know, that I wasn't getting the results I wanted.
Right. And then, okay, so then what leads you to us?
Actually, last year in 2012, I was asked to be in three different weddings, and I made a commitment to my friends for the weddings, and I made a commitment to myself that when I took the photos for the weddings that you normally do, I didn't want to be upset with myself that I could have made a difference, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. And so I was going to focus really hard this year, and I just kept saying, okay, this year will be different. I'll figure out something different. And about January, my husband was listening to one of the podcasts and said, I really want to try this. Look at this program and listen to this. And he got so excited and so adamant about trying this new workout program. And he said, come on, it's $50. I'll pay for you. And he said, all right, just do it. If it's going to make you stop, you know, hassling me, I'll just do it. That's fine. And I was very skeptical, actually, at first, which is kind of funny. But
no, that's so fair. Just like everyone is. Everyone is. That's kind of the default mode now in diet and fitness is to be skeptical of anything new.
Well, and the hard part was that I felt like I had such a solid foundation that, you know, not that that somebody could know more than me, but what was I not doing? I knew all of the things. I knew
Yeah, you've been involved since you were 13. Is there really that much stuff that you've missed along the way?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yes, yeah, so I was a bit skeptical. I was doing the exercises to the T and felt like, okay, I'm not sore. What am I doing wrong? And then I started and I really committed, and I it was changing the different exercises and the way it was formatted, and I could feel the difference. And then not only did I start feeling the difference in phase one, after I completed phase one, I felt so different, and I had all of these people that were complimenting me and noticing the difference, and I was like, oh, thank you. Oh, this is exciting. And I was like, I could be content right here. And then phase two started, and then the contest came up, and I was like, well, I might as well, try it and see, how this goes. And then my husband, again, wanted to also do the competition. And he's like, come on, there's this contest, and we can do this, and let's just do it. And he's like, okay, let's do it. And then I took my before pictures and realized how exactly, I actually looked. And it was like the light bulb went off that I was going to have to really work for this transformation, but I was going to have to make a difference. I was, my eating habits changed, and my workout habits, changed. And so that was like, okay, let's go. It's game time. Let's get this thing done.
So had you ever done such a thing before, like a contest, or even bothered taking pictures? Like, yeah, you said you had wedding pictures, but have you ever done kind of like a fitness picture like that, just as kind of, I know it's weird, but since you've been in a gym for so long and around so many bodybuilders, like, they're doing that stuff all the time, so that never happened?
You know what, it never did, because I never wanted to really see what it was that I looked like, because I always knew I was in, quote, good shape. But there was a time frame where it always seems like I would gain weight, I would lose weight, I'd gain it, I'd, lose it again, put it off for a while, and then it slowly creep back on.
Mm-hmm.
And so with all of those different lifestyle changes, it didn't really, in weight changes, I never wanted to say, this is what I look like. And I can remember at one point being in a bathing suit, seeing a photo and going, oh, dear God, no way. Like, throw that away. Don't put that on Facebook. Get off of there.
Well, I mean, your before photos aren't bad. I think we're all our own self-critic. Is there a time is that more or less how you always, you're conditioned? Or was there a time where, it was
fluctuated?
Yeah. Okay.
I've always been about 5'4". And I would say at my heaviest, I was about 160.
Oh, really?
I was working for a company, and it was a big party company as well. We had a good time, in the off time. And so in my choices, more so than, being around other people, but I was influenced and wanted to party and drink and not be tired from drinking and not exercising, and it was that cycle.
How long ago was that you hit that weight?
That was about 4 years ago.
Okay, and obviously at some point you take that weight off, right? Because how much did you weigh? How much did you weigh at the end of this contest? Do you remember?
Yep, 132.
132. So that's 30. That's almost a 30-pound change from your heaviest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what motivated you? So let's get into that, if you don't mind. What motivated you?
Oh, sure.
Did you just look in the mirror one day and you're like, okay, this has to come to an end?
Well, I did, and part of my role with that company that I referenced earlier was that I needed to be the same size and the same shape and the same weight that I was when I was hired, and that had changed. I had finished college. And after college, I was super active, and then I started this position and started to become less active and become, eating more, eating out more, drinking more.
Uh-huh.
And so that lasted for about a 2-year span.
Mm.
And then after that, I realized that, A, the clothes fit. And I was like, oh, my God, when did this happen? I'm like, I didn't realize this. And I'm like, well, hello.
Yeah.
What do you think you've been doing for, the last 2 years?
So I like the way you said that. You're, like, actually surprised. You're like, how did this happen? So now, is that a Do you honestly not realize it, or is it happening so gradually that one day you're like, geez? Or were you kind of aware, but just put it out of your mind, or a bit of both, or do you even remember?
I think I was just not wanting to accept the fact that my actions created this, outcome. And so I would say, oh, I would look at pictures, and it was almost like I put on filters for the pictures, and I would say, oh, look at this. That looks great.
Oh, yeah, you
And
look for
then,
the good stuff.
and then I would look and go, oh my gosh. And it's so funny because I see those photos now, and I'm like, oh, please, I'm never going back to that. I'm never, ever, ever going to let myself get back to that level because I was so unhappy, and it was such a challenge. I can remember running to the gym so that I could get my cardio in and not have to try and do more and only drink coffee instead of, having that beer or that, that
Okay,
drink.
so
And so.
you see some pictures of yourself, but then you said, let's get back into this. You said that your job actually required you to stay in a particular shape.
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, I went to school for theater and for performance, and so my job was being in charge of I was the dance captain and the swing. And what the swing means is if one person goes out, the second person goes in for the first, and then there's a third person to fill in the gap. So I was that person. So I really was a chameleon of, the 16 different women who I would have to go into their places at any given moment. So I really needed to be able to adapt and A, fit into my costume, and B, know that I could keep up with the dancing, keep up with the movement.
So you're like
And
the all purp you're like the all purpose, just ready to go at a moment's call. So does someone approach you and say, "Hey, look, you got to deal with this?"
Actually, yes, and I was in tears afterwards, but
No.
had it not been for him, I probably wouldn't have that light bulb moment. And he put it very politely, but he did say, how do you feel about your silhouette? And I said, well,
That's
I'd like
such a different way to say
it
it. That's such a good way to say it. How do you feel?
was how do you feel about your silhouette?
That's
And
brilliant. Did you know exactly what he meant?
I knew exactly what he meant. I knew that he was referring to my shape, my size, my overall,
You know,
package.
and that
And
really
I just
fits with the Venus philosophy, because really he's saying, how do you feel about your shape? Like, if we drew an
Exactly.
outline of you, not your weight, but your shape.
Exactly.
So, okay, so continue then. So he says this, and what's your
So
reaction?
then I just I didn't want to lose my job, and so I knew that I was going to have to recognize that I had put on weight from when I first met him. And so I said, yes, after leaving college, being more physical, I recognized that not having those activities and not having that particular schedule has and blamed it on and blamed it everything else but me, essentially. And so just said, I will take care of it, and thank you for approaching me about it. And so it was just kind of left at that. And by, throughout the rest of my contract with that company, I didn't actually even really lose that much weight. In fact, it was like I put on more weight. The more I tried, the more I put on. And it just was, that's when I said, okay, enough is enough. Nothing fits. This needs to happen. I need to go home. I need to regroup. I need to refocus and really figure out what I need to do differently.
So, do you continue with this place, or does your contract end, or is that kind of not really part of the story at that point?
That was the first contract, and then the second contract I actually picked up about a year later, and I was back down to my normal weight, my normal size, and I've always ranged between about like. I would say in college I was around the 135, going up to about 140, and then after college I've been steady around the 140, 145. So I've kind of fluctuated in that.
Sure. Okay, well then,
And
hang on. Don't gloss over how you got back down there. How did you get back down there?
I did a lot of cardio, a lot of running. I cut out a lot of drinking and just took a little bit more attention to what I was eating and what. When I was eating, as far as not having something right before bed, not going out for a bagel and a coffee. We have Tim Hortons here as well,
Oh, you
so
do? Okay, yeah. Where are
it's
you?
one of our. I'm in Rochester, so right
Oh, okay.
across the
So you're
water.
close. You're close, yeah.
Yeah.
So at this
So
point,
we.
you're not necessarily calorie counting, but you understand you got to start reducing total intake.
Yes, exactly. My mother has a phrase that she says, my whole life, everything in moderation.
Yeah.
And it's true because I could still have a drink. I still could go out with friends, but I didn't need to have four or five or six. I could have one or maybe two, and that would be better. My tolerance went way down for sure, but it was
Sure.
a good thing. It doesn't need to be like that.
Okay, so basically you just practice a bit of moderation and obviously some reduction, and that gets you back to where you want it to be. All right. So timeline-wise, how do we get up to when you join Venus?
So then I participated in a second contract with that company, and that's actually when I met my husband. And so from that, we finished our contract together and then came to Rochester, where I'm originally from, and decided to start up here. And we got married, and we live here with my family. And so it'll be 3 years ago in October that we moved back home. And so since we've moved back home, we were staying with my parents at the time, which I give my husband a lot of credit for. I don't know if I could do that. But we were staying at home, so we didn't have as many responsibilities. And I noticed that we were more relaxed again. We were drinking more, we were eating out more, we would go to the movies and eat that big tub of popcorn and get a refill. And I was noticing that weight creeping back on. And ironically, now we have our own house, and I look at the photos from that time frame from the last 3 years, and I see my face, and it looks like little Cookie Monster teeth. And I notice, and I'm like, oh, I didn't think I looked like that. And again, the filters, I had the filters on. So that was about 3 years ago, and we started at one gym, and that was okay. And again, just doing kind of my normal routine and a little bit of cardio and maybe weight 3 to 4 times a week, and my crazy exercises up and down and jumping. And then last year is really what kicked it into high gear, because I just said to myself, I'll be damned if I'm gonna have pictures of myself in these dresses, with these beautiful people all around me, and I'm just gonna be upset with myself that I didn't want to make an effort enough to make a difference in what I am here and what I am there. And so it really just came down to trying to figure out what I could do different. And when my husband Daniel said, I found this, I think it's really great. Look at, they have this program. There's this other, concept of fasting and eat, stop, eat. And look, and I want you to read this. I want you to read this. And he said, okay, I'll read it. I'll read it. Stop. Because I just figured, God, at this point, I'll try anything. I just kind of felt desperate because everything that I have done up until January really just hasn't all clicked. It hadn't all connected.
Yeah, you had pieces of the puzzle, but it never really fit the way you wanted it to.
Exactly.
Okay,
So,
so
yeah.
he's talked you into it. You're reading the Venus stuff. You join the contest, and so do you embrace fasting as a new thing, or is that new to you?
It is a little new to me. I was under the impression of, eating for a small meal a day
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
trying
With the where
to.
you started in a bodybuilding gym, that's how they all think, right?
And even still now, having conversations with my aunt and my uncle, who also is still personal trained, and talking about protein, I just kind of, smile and shake my head and go, oh yeah, sure, okay, because
Yeah.
they're not gonna change their concept, so
No, not at
that's
all.
okay. But what I do now is I embrace the like one 24-hour fast. Usually throughout the week, depending on what my schedule is like, and probably I'll do like the 3 o'clock or a 2 o'clock p.m. Start time, and then go to the following day because my schedule can pretty much allow for that comfortably. And then what I also do is I started, I'm an avid coffee drinker. So in the morning, I was still needing coffee. So having coffee in the morning, but I used to drink it with like a double-double, two creams, two sugars. Mm-hmm. And then I started taking out the cream and just putting in Splenda. And then that sweetener taste was not what I wanted. So now I actually drink coffee black, which is kind of cool. Pardon me.
And you're just as satisfied with it.
Just as satisfied. Yeah, I still get my, I still get my energy. I still feel, you know, like I can start my day. And I actually love the taste of coffee now. So that's nice for me.
But yeah, a lot of people who drink coffee with milk and sugar, cream and sugar, don't believe they can get their way to black. But lots of people have made their way to just a straight black coffee, and they're just as satisfied with it.
And it's so surprising to me when I drink coffee black, I actually go, I really don't like this coffee. Oh, okay. This happens a couple times. Like, yeah, I'll just go grab a cup somewhere else. Thank you. But so what I do typically is I'll get up in the morning and I try to take my lunch at work. I work for a local bank here in Rochester, and so my hours pretty much are 9 to 5, but I get into the branch a little bit earlier. And what I'm able to do is prolong my lunch till around, sometimes I have to take it earlier, around 11, but most of the time I try to wait till about 1 or 2 o'clock. So I've, you know, continued my fast from sleeping to the morning to my lunchtime. Mm-hmm. So it was hard at first. In January, I was like, oh, I got to have something, you know, 10 o'clock, I'm dying. So I, you know, start maybe a snack or something, I started having, you know, diet soda, so I could still have something that, you know, could suppress my appetite a little bit, you know, to get me that much further to my 11 o'clock or my 12 o'clock. And mm-hmm. especially if I was doing a 24-hour fast, it seemed to help a lot. So it started as just, okay, I'm just going to try this for a little bit. And now it's part of my everyday. I don't even think about eating in the morning. You know, I used to have a breakfast. I needed breakfast in the morning. Growing up, then after, you know, college, it was okay, I'd pick something up if I had time. Now I have the time, I have the resources. I don't want anything in the morning. My body just feels programmed to recognize that this is not when I start my day. This is not my break of my fast.
And I like the way you said program. So does that, could you honestly say that all you did before that was just program yourself to eat in the morning?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would get up. I don't even know if I would be hungry sometimes. Even with other meals, I found that now my food is my fuel. And when I put crappy fuel in, I feel the difference from when I have my salads, my chicken, my food that's actually of good, you know, content versus, you know, whatever I just feel like picking up. Mm-hmm. And so between recognizing that and recognizing that, hey, I'm not actually hungry right now. I was more so thirsty, or I'm just
bored.
Bored. Yeah. A lot of the times it would be bored, you know, especially being living with my parents' house. I would try to sneak food or hide and go eat something, or stop and pick up a donut on the way home because we didn't have donuts growing up. And things like that. And
just every other reason besides actually being hungry. And then, like you said, if you're going to fast and you unprogram the eat just because it's time to eat or because someone said, don't you get, like, I know a lot of people get to the point, so I don't know if you got to this point, where you don't want to waste breaking a fast, or you don't want to waste the few times you do eat on not good food. Like, it's, you're like, no, I'm not breaking a fast with that. It's got to be something good.
I'm not wasting my calories on that. No way.
Yeah, yeah.
And ironically, our gym that we belong to right now, they redid the plaza, and they had taken away and put back in a new McDonald's. So literally the next door over from my gym, on one side is an athletic store and the other side is a McDonald's. So there are times where I'm
so
like,
ironic.
Oh, I'm getting fries after work. And I don't care. I don't care. It was such a bad day. And I go in and I'm putting forth the effort and it's the sweat is dripping off of me and people are looking at me like, you're making me tired. And I'm like, thank you. Okay, cool. And I get done and I'm like, heck no. Am I going to waste those calories that I just worked off and earned off? No way. I'm not. Those fries can wait another day. And it's like, okay, I'm all set there. Thanks, McDonald's. Not today.
Yeah, no, it is. That's one thing people don't realize fasting does for them is it teaches them to be, in a good way, a food snob. Like, just there's not very many calories you get in a week. You might as well eat good ones.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing too with that, and it's kind of liberating because I feel like the days that I do have a birthday party, I do have a friend in from town, I don't mind to go and spend those calories at that time and have, you know, my cake or have a drink or this or that. I don't mind to do that because now I know it's a rare occasion. It's not going to happen tomorrow and the day after and then 3 days later. I know that I can make up for that by maybe throwing in a 24-hour fast or even sometimes, you know, longer than that if I could do it.
So do you do that? Do you bank your calories, as it were, and, like, give yourself time when you know something's up and you just tighten up on other days? Is that like
I do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, actually in July, every other year I have a very large family, and so we get together. My grandmother's side is Canadian, and so we have a Canadian and American family reunion where there's about 75 people that get together and hang out for the weekend, typically around the 4th of July, because it's also the holiday for the Canadians, you know, a few days before. And so we get together and do that. And so for that event, I knew I wanted my grandmother's homemade sausage and this and that. And so we said, we're going to do a 24-hour fast the day before. And so we said, okay, you know, small. This is one of those events that we wanted to show up to and have people see a difference. And that was one of our goals, my husband and I, to be able to do that for ourselves so that when we got there, we could, you know, in a sense, show off our hard work, our dedication, our efforts, and our energy. And so that was one of the things that we did was we did the 24-hour fast right before, so that way we knew that we were already at this deficit before we even started.
But so you can, so you're in shape, but you at the same time don't have to miss out on being a part of the whole thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have to go crazy. We didn't have to binge drink or binge eat, because this was only the one time. Because we were still in the contest mode, so we weren't totally consumed by this event, which, honestly, if it were the other way around, where it was just a regular, you know, time frame, we weren't doing contests, we weren't doing it, we probably would have binge eat and binge drink and just said, go with it. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does keep you in check to some degree, but it's not like you're just at the end of the table eating salad. Like, you can still be a part of it. Right through contests, you can still be a part of it. So that's kind of the point of all this anyways. It's to make it sustainable. Like, do you feel that this is sustainable now?
I do. In our little essay that we wrote in, I had mentioned that it's the change in my lifestyle, and it truly is. I feel refreshed. It's freeing to know that I don't have to go so strict with one specific thing, that I can, you know, take these guidelines and really run with them and know that, you know, my eating, I can control it, and it doesn't have to be so crazy that, you know, that I can have my workouts, I can have my specializations, I can do all of those things and feel the difference and not have to spend 6 to 7 days in the gym, you know, in cutting back, you know, my time there. That's rewarding as well, but it's knowing that my eating habits have changed, my exercises are, you know, consistent. I just click on my little, you know, next session, and it's great. I right there on my phone, I can do it, and I know that. I don't have to think of, okay, I'm going to go here, then I'm going to do that, and make up my own thing. And also, it's so rewarding to know that you know, these clothes that I've had for years, I can't wear them anymore because they're, you know, they're falling off of me. And it's so nice. And to have that versus the opposite of, you know, feeling tight in your clothes, feeling restricted. I hate being restricted. Mm. And so knowing that having made this change, you know, gives you this result, I just want to keep going with that and never look back. Because at this point, this is the happiest, the most comfortable, just the most freeing I've been. I have so many compliments from people that I don't even know that, you know, have said, "You look really great. What are you doing?" And it's like, well, how do I sum this up in a few sentences? But it is. It's a complete lifestyle change, and it's great. I love it.
Okay, well, so I guess we're at the end here. What's your advice to some other people, anybody listening? What's your overall advice?
I would say give it a shot. Try it. You know, if you want to see a change in yourself, if you are the person that's holding yourself back, this is for you, because it makes you recognize that you have the power to change. And if you decide that you want to do something and you're going to stick with it, this is easy to stick with. It's your basic concepts. There's no, you know, bulky equipment that you're buying. There's no packets of this or that that you have to drink and you know, the shakes and all of that stuff that's out there, all that marketing stuff. You know, they're great at making stuff look pretty on the market. And that's to get you just to try that thing, to do this. And these are such basic concepts of eating, of exercise, of, you know, lessen and calorie wise, you know, all of that stuff is just, it's healthy. And if you want to be healthy, if you want to see that change in yourself, I would say, you know, Venus or the Adonis Index, try it, because you won't, it will be the best $50 you ever spent. I thought about it. I was like, I spend like $50 on a bottle of wine. I can spend $50 on a workout program that's going to change my life. Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Right. Well, just like, and just so people know, I didn't prompt Jessica to say any of that off air. That's that's just her being excited. So
it totally is. I love it. I'm excited. You know, I look forward to my workouts now. I don't dread going to the gym. When I don't get to the gym, I'm like, oh, I gotta get in. When's the next time I'm gonna go? So it's wonderful. I love it.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That was great. And I think that's a great place to leave it. So, well, congratulations on your transformation. And
thank you.
And thanks for being on the podcast. So for Jessica Young Carbonell, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.